The End Times Prophecies, Fear of Revelation 9. The night sky above Haven Springs had always been clear, dotted with the soft glow of stars that made the town feel peaceful, even isolated from the world's chaos. But on this particular night, the stars seemed to retreat, as if hiding behind the dark clouds that had rolled in without warning. A bitter wind cut through the streets, carrying with it whispers, whispers that no one could make sense of, but that left an unsettling feeling in the pit of every stomach. The world, it seemed, was holding its breath, waiting for something no one could yet explain. Across America, something strange was happening. News anchors struggled to keep their composure as reports came flooding in. Unusual storms brewing off the coasts, darkened skies over the cities, and strange sounds echoing from places deep beneath the earth. The question on everyone's mind was the same. What is this? What does it mean? Some dismissed it as natural phenomena, the unpredictable workings of nature. But for others, especially those of deep faith, the events unfolding seemed to match the old prophecies, the ones written in the book of Revelation. Sarah Connors, a lifelong believer and mother of two, had never felt such fear in her heart. As a Christian, she had read the book of Revelation many times. But the vivid imagery of locusts with human faces, demons emerging from the abyss, and stars falling to earth had always seemed like distant metaphors, more terrifying legends than literal prophecies. But as she sat on the edge of her bed, her Bible open in her lap, she couldn't shake the feeling that those metaphors were coming to life now. She read the passage from Revelation 9 over and over, the words practically glowing off the page. And the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. Sarah glanced out her window. The sky, usually so calm and bright, was a swirling mass of dark clouds. And beyond that, there was no light, no stars. Only a deep, unsettling darkness. The passage she had just read felt all too real. Was it possible? Could the prophecies be unfolding before her eyes? She closed her Bible, her hands shaking. She wasn't the kind to panic easily, but a creeping dread had settled over her heart. She had to know what was happening. She had to know if this was the beginning of the end. Chapter 1. The darkness falls. The next morning, Haven Springs was alive with murmurs. People gathered in small groups at cafes and on street corners, discussing the strange darkness that had lingered in the sky the night before. The town, usually bright and cheerful, felt like it was covered in a thin veil of fear. Even the sun, which had risen as usual, seemed dimmer somehow, its rays less warm. Sarah dropped her children, Lily and Michael, off at school and made her way to the church, her heart heavy. Pastor Thomas had been a steadying force in the community for over 20 years, and if anyone could make sense of what was happening, it was him. When she arrived at the church, she found it more crowded than usual. Dozens of people sat in the pews, some quietly praying, others whispering nervously among themselves. The atmosphere was tense, electric with fear and uncertainty. Pastor Thomas stood at the front of the sanctuary, his normally calm face lined with worry. "Sarah," he said, greeting her with a nod as she approached, "it seems you're not the only one feeling something strange in the air." "What is happening?" Sarah asked, her voice quiet but urgent. Could this be the end times?" Pastor Thomas sighed deeply, rubbing his tired eyes. "I've been getting calls from all over town, even from other pastors in nearby cities. Everyone is reporting strange things. Unnatural darkness, eerie sounds, even dreams. Dreams of the things Revelation speaks of. I've tried to reassure people, but," he paused, looking down at his hands, "even I feel something I've never felt before. A sense that something beyond our understanding is happening." Sarah's stomach tightened. "Do you think this could be the fifth trumpet from Revelation 9? Pastor Thomas hesitated, then nodded slowly. "I don't know for certain, but the signs, they're unlike anything we've ever seen before. The darkness, the unnatural storms, the sense of impending doom. It all lines up with the prophecies. But Sarah, these things are not meant to cause us to live in fear. If we are truly entering the end times, we must remain strong in our faith. But what about the locusts? Sarah whispered, her voice trembling. The ones with human faces, the ones that come from the abyss? Pastor Thomas looked at her, his eyes filled with compassion, but also a deep, unspoken fear. I don't know, he admitted, but I fear we may be closer to finding out than we ever imagined. Chapter 2. Unseen Forces. As the days passed, the strange phenomena only intensified. The news was filled with reports of mysterious occurrences happening around the globe. Birds falling from the sky en masse, rivers turning blood red, and strange, unexplainable tremors that rattled entire cities. There were even whispers of people hearing trumpet sounds in the sky, though no one could pinpoint where the sounds were coming from. In Haven Springs, the darkness that had once only appeared at night began to linger during the day as well. It was as if a shadow had fallen over the town, casting everything in an eerie twilight glow. Sarah tried to maintain a sense of normalcy for her children, but even they could sense that something was wrong. One night, as Sarah tucked Lily and Michael into bed, Lily looked up at her with wide, frightened eyes. "Mommy," she whispered, "are the monsters going to come for us?" Sarah's heart broke at the fear in her daughter's voice. She forced a smile, brushing a strand of hair away from Lily's face. "There are no monsters, sweetheart," she said softly. "You're safe. God is watching over us." But even as she spoke the words, she felt a chill run down her spine. She wasn't sure she believed them anymore. Later that night, as she lay in bed, Sarah found herself unable to sleep. Her mind was racing, filled with images from Revelation, the fallen star, the smoke rising from the abyss, the terrifying locusts with the faces of men. She tried to push the thoughts away, but they kept coming back, like a bad dream she couldn't wake up from. Just as she was beginning to doze off, she was jolted awake by a loud sound, like a trumpet blast echoing through the sky. She sat up in bed, her heart pounding. The sound was distant but unmistakable, a deep, resonant note that seemed to vibrate through the very air. She rushed to the window, her breath catching in her throat. Outside, the sky was pitch black, even though it was only just past midnight. There was no moon, no stars, only an oppressive darkness that seemed to swallow everything. And then, as she strained her ears, she heard it again, the trumpet sound, louder this time, as if it was coming from somewhere far above. Her hands trembled as she reached for her Bible. She opened it to Revelation 9 once again, her eyes scanning the familiar passage. "The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God." Her pulse quickened. Could this be the sixth trumpet? Was the next judgment about to fall upon the earth? Suddenly, there was a loud crash from outside, followed by the sound of glass shattering. Sarah jumped, her heart racing. She rushed downstairs, only to find the front window of her house completely shattered. Outside, she could see something moving in the darkness, something large and winged. She froze, her breath coming in short, panicked gasps. It couldn't be. It couldn't be real. But as the creature came closer, she saw it clearly. A massive, black-winged being with a face that was eerily human, its eyes glowing a deep, fiery red. It hovered just outside the window, its wings beating slowly, sending gusts of wind through the broken glass. Sarah stumbled backward, her mind racing. She had read about these creatures in Revelation. They were the locusts from the abyss, sent to torment those who did not bear the seal of God. She ran upstairs to her children's room, her heart pounding. She found Lily and Michael still asleep, blissfully unaware of the horror outside. She knelt beside their beds, whispering prayers for protection, begging God to place his mark upon them, to shield them from the evil that had been unleashed upon the world. Chapter 3. The Locusts. The next morning, the town was in chaos. People gathered in the streets, their faces pale with fear. Some had seen the creatures, others had only heard the eerie sounds of their wings in the night. But all of them knew one thing. Haven Springs was no longer safe. Pastor Thomas called an emergency meeting at the church, urging the townspeople to gather and pray for protection. Sarah, still shaken from the night's events, brought her children with her, her Bible clutched tightly in her hands. When they arrived at the church, it was already packed with people. Some were crying, others were praying fervently, and still others sat in stunned silence, their faces etched with fear. Pastor Thomas stood at the front of the sanctuary, his voice steady but filled with urgency. "These are dark times," he said, his voice carrying over the murmurs of the crowd. "But we must remember that we are not alone. God is with us, even in the midst of this tribulation. We must hold fast to our faith and trust that He will protect us." "But what about the locusts?" someone called out from the back of the room. "What if they come for us? How can we fight them?" Pastor Thomas hesitated for a moment, then spoke again. "We cannot fight them with weapons of this world," he said. "These creatures are not of this earth. They are demonic forces unleashed upon the world as part of God's judgment. But we can fight them with our faith. We must pray, we must trust in God's protection, and we must place our hope in Him." Sarah sat in the pew, holding Lily and Michael close to her. She could feel the fear radiating off of them, and she wished she could do more to protect them. But in her heart, she knew that Pastor Thomas was right. These creatures were beyond anything they could fight with their hands. Their only hope was in God's protection. Chapter 4. The Mark of God. As the days passed, the strange occurrences only grew more frequent. The locusts continued to appear at night, their eerie red eyes glowing in the darkness as they swarmed through the town. People who had once scoffed at the idea of biblical prophecy now found themselves huddled in churches, praying desperately for protection. One night, as Sarah knelt by her bed, praying for her children's safety, she heard a voice, soft but clear. It wasn't like the trumpet blast she had heard in the sky, nor was it like the whispers that had haunted her dreams. It was a voice that seemed to come from deep within her, a voice that filled her with a sense of peace and calm. "Fear not," the voice said. "You are sealed with the mark of God. No harm shall come to you or your children. Stand firm in your faith, for the time is near." Sarah's heart raced, but she felt a deep sense of peace wash over her. She knew that this was the voice of God, reassuring her in the midst of the chaos. She clutched her Bible tightly, tears streaming down her face as she whispered prayers of gratitude. From that night on, Sarah no longer feared the creatures that roamed the night. She knew that she and her children were protected by the mark of God, and though the world around them seemed to be falling apart, she held fast to her faith, trusting that God would see them through the trials ahead. Chapter 5. The Battle Begins. Haven Springs had become a ghost town. Buildings that had once been filled with life now stood in ruins, their windows shattered, their walls crumbling. The streets were eerily quiet, save for the occasional sound of wings beating in the distance or the faint echo of trumpets in the sky. Sarah and her children remained safe, their home untouched by the horrors that had ravaged the rest of the town. But the fear still lingered, a constant presence that weighed heavily on their hearts. They knew that this was only the beginning, that the worst was yet to come. One evening, as they sat together in the living room, a knock came at the door. Sarah's heart raced. She hadn't seen another person in days, and the sound of someone at the door was both a relief and a terror. She opened the door cautiously, her eyes widening in surprise as she saw Pastor Thomas standing there, his face pale and drawn. "Pastor," she said, her voice trembling with relief, "what are you doing here?" "I've come to warn you," he said, his voice urgent. "The seventh trumpet is about to sound. The final battle is coming, and we must be ready." Sarah's heart skipped a beat. The seventh trumpet, the final woe. It was the moment that would herald the end of the world as they knew it, the moment when the forces of good and evil would clash in a battle that would determine the fate of humanity. "What do we do?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Pastor Thomas looked at her, his eyes filled with both fear and hope. "We pray," he said simply. "We hold fast to our faith, and we trust that God will protect us. This is the final test, Sarah. The time has come to choose where we stand." Sarah nodded, her heart heavy with the weight of what was coming. She had always believed in God, always trusted in His plan. But now, as the end of days loomed ever closer, she found herself questioning everything she had ever known. But there was no time for doubt. The final battle was coming, and she had to be ready. Chapter 6: The Final Trumpet. The days leading up to the sounding of the seventh trumpet were filled with a sense of anticipation, a feeling that the world was holding its breath, waiting for the final moment to arrive. The sky had grown darker, the air heavier with the weight of impending doom. The locusts still roamed the night, their eerie presence a constant reminder of the judgment that had been unleashed upon the earth. And then, one night, it happened. Sarah was sitting by the window, watching the darkness outside, when she heard it, the final trumpet blast, louder and more powerful than anything she had ever heard before. The sound seemed to shake the very foundations of the earth, sending tremors through the ground and rattling the windows of her house. She rushed to her children's room, gathering them in her arms as the sound of the trumpet echoed through the air. Outside, the sky had turned a deep, fiery red, as if the heavens themselves were burning. "This is it," she whispered, her voice trembling. "The final trumpet. The end is near." As the sound of the trumpet faded, a new sound emerged, an eerie, otherworldly wail that seemed to come from deep within the earth. The ground began to shake violently, and Sarah could feel the floor beneath her feet shifting as if something massive was rising from the depths. She held her children close, whispering prayers of protection, her heart racing with fear. She had read about this moment in Revelation, the moment when the forces of evil would be unleashed upon the earth and the final battle would begin. And then, as suddenly as it had begun, the shaking stopped. The air grew still, the wailing ceased, and an eerie silence fell over the world. Sarah looked out the window, her breath catching in her throat. In the distance, she could see a massive dark shape rising from the earth, its form shrouded in smoke and fire. It was the abyss, the prison of the fallen angels, now open to release its terrible inhabitants upon the world. The final battle had begun. Chapter 7: The Last Stand. The days that followed were unlike anything Sarah had ever imagined. The forces of good and evil clashed in a battle that shook the very foundations of the earth. Angels and demons fought in the skies, their wings beating against each other in a furious struggle for dominance. The ground trembled beneath the weight of their power, and the air was thick with the sounds of battle, swords clashing, wings beating, and the cries of the fallen. Sarah and her children remained in their home, protected by the mark of God. They watched as the world around them crumbled, but they were untouched by the destruction. The locusts no longer came for them, and the darkness that had once seemed so oppressive now felt distant, as if it no longer had any power over them. But even as the battle raged on, Sarah knew that the end was near. She could feel it in the air, in the way the world seemed to be holding its breath, waiting for the final moment to arrive. And then, one night, it happened. The sky above Haven Springs split open, and a blinding light poured down from the heavens. The sound of trumpets filled the air, and Sarah could hear the voices of angels singing, their voices rising in a beautiful, harmonious chorus that filled her heart with peace. She knew in that moment that the final battle was over. The forces of good had prevailed, and the time of judgment had come. She held her children close, tears streaming down her face as she whispered prayers of gratitude. The world had been saved, and they had been protected by the grace of God. As the light faded and the sounds of battle ceased, Sarah looked out the window once more. The sky was clear, the darkness gone. The world was calm, peaceful, and still. The end times had come and gone, and though the world had been forever changed, Sarah knew that they had been spared by the hand of God. And as she knelt beside her children, praying for the future, she knew that no matter what came next, they would face it together, with faith in their hearts and the knowledge that they had been saved by the grace of God. Epilogue. In the days that followed the final trumpet, Haven Springs began to rebuild. The world had been shaken to its core, But those who had survived knew that they had been given a second chance. They had seen the prophecies of Revelation fulfilled, and they knew that they had been protected by the mark of God. Sarah and her children returned to their normal lives, though they knew that nothing would ever be the same. The world had changed, but they had been changed as well. They had faced the darkness and come through it stronger, their faith unshaken. And though the future was uncertain, they knew that they would face it together, with the knowledge that they had been saved by the grace of God. The end times had come, and they had survived, and now they would begin anew, with hope in their hearts and the promise of a brighter future.